Hey there, Daily Virtue fan. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a life of clarity and confidence, one virtue at a time. And today, we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, cultivating empathy and compassion for others. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, isn't that just so fluffy, hear me out. In a world that often feels increasingly divided and chaotic, a little extra empathy and compassion can go a long way. It's like the invisible glue that holds us together, the bridge that connects us even when we feel worlds apart. Thus, let's be honest, being kind just makes you feel good, right? It's a win-win situation. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower within ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. Ever notice how most people talk about themselves instead of truly listening to what others have to say? Yeah, me too. Active listening isn't just hearing the words, it's about understanding the emotions behind them. Really pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and facial expressions. Ask clarifying questions to show that you genuinely care about what they're saying. It's like giving your full attention a gift in itself. 2. Step into their shoes. This one takes practice, but it's powerful stuff. Try to see things from the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone has their own unique story, experiences, and challenges shaping their worldview. By putting yourself in their shoes, you can start to understand where they're coming from and build a bridge of empathy. 3. Embrace vulnerability. You know that feeling when someone opens up to you about something personal? That vulnerability creates a powerful connection. Don't be afraid to share your own vulnerabilities too. It shows courage and invites others to do the same, fostering deeper connections built on trust and understanding. 4. Practice kindness, even in small ways. You don't need to become Mother Teresa overnight. A simple smile, holding a door open for someone, or offering a genuine compliment can make a world of difference. These small acts of kindness ripple outward, creating a more compassionate and supportive environment for everyone. 5. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have those little voice demons whispering negativity in our ears. But when it comes to empathy, those voices need to be silenced. When you catch yourself judging or criticizing someone, ask yourself, is this truly helpful? Would I want someone speaking about me like this? Cultivating self-awareness and challenging negative thoughts allows space for kindness and compassion to flourish. Okay, let's talk about a real-life example that might ring true for some of you. Remember that time when you were feeling super stressed and frustrated, maybe because work was piling up or traffic was a nightmare? You probably just wanted to stay in bed and avoid everyone. But then, what if you saw someone struggling with their groceries, looking exhausted and overwhelmed? You could either brush past them, adding to their stress, or stop and offer a helping hand. That small act of kindness wouldn't only brighten their day, it might also shift your own perspective, reminding you that there are other people out there who need a little support too. Plus, imagine the positive domino effect. Your kindness could inspire them to be kinder to others, creating a ripple of positivity. So remember, cultivating empathy and compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes conscious effort and practice, but the rewards are measurable. When we choose kindness over judgment, understanding over apathy, we create a more compassionate and fulfilling world for ourselves and everyone around us. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you cultivate empathy and compassion in your daily life? Share your stories and insights on social media using the hashtag #DailyVirtue. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of kindness together. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and stay virtuous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.